Okay. The sugya that we're going to discuss is connected to the sugya in Zvachim on the Ches Amid Aleph on the Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara discusses Chatas Shalol Lishma. The Mishnah tells us the Chatas that's brought Shalol Lishma is Pasul. So the Gemara on Ches Amid Aleph discusses sources that Chatas Shalol Lishma is Pasul. And the Gemara basically lists three main sources: Chatas Chelev, Chatas Nazir, and Chatas Metzora. The Gemara, when discussing why you need each pasuk, poses a question that's very important that Tosus is going to discuss. That the Gemara suggests, why do we need all three? Why don't we just suggest that the Torah should list Chatas Chelev and Chatas Nazir, and we should learn Chatas Metzora from those two? And the Gemara asks similar questions the other way as well. And the Gemara answers, because Chatas Metzora is unique, that it's brought bedalus, that it's not always brought bashirus. If it's depending on the situation of the person that's chayav the korban, it will be brought in different forms. So the Gemara says, therefore, I wouldn't have known it from the other chatos. Then the Gemara poses a different question. The Gemara says, okay, fine. So you prove to me that I need a Chatas Nazir, Chatas Chelev, Chatas Metzora. But the Gemara says, what about the chatos of korban olav yored? So the Gemara says that by chatos of olav yored, so I have a matzad. I learn it from a mamatzinu, from those makaros that we have on Ches Amid Aleph, from those three karbonos. So this is where we're going to discuss. Tosos poses a question in Dibur HaMaskel Hanach, Ches Amid Beis. Rabbeinu Tam asks, but I really have a question on this limit of the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's a mamatzinu from Chatzis Metzora, Chatzis Nazir, Chatzis Chelev to these karbonos of Olav Yored. But Olav Yored is also unique. Olav Yored, asked Rabbeinu Tam, is brought bedalei dalos. That if a person is extremely poor and is in a situation where he can't even afford a bird, so then the Torah tells us that he could bring just a mincha, and he doesn't even have to bring an oaf, a bird. So Rabbeinu Tam says, so that's a reason to need a separate limud for these unique karbanos of Olav Yored, and they shouldn't be parallel to any of the karbanos listed earlier. It's true, Chatas Metzora is brought bedalus, but it's not brought bedalei dalus. It doesn't have three categories, it only has two categories. So Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rabbeinu Tam says, that's not a question. Since the mincha itself, that's brought for the dalei dalus, is pasul. We have Xeris Hakas of Tosos quotes from the Gemara Menachos that brings down the drasha that a mincha shalol lishma itself is pasul shalol lishma. So then it's impossible that I'm going to have a kula and suggest that that should suggest that I should not be able to learn to the other karbanos olav yored that shalol lishma ba'ashiris is pasul. Again, Rabbeinu Tam asks, why shouldn't you say that these korbanos olav yored are unique because they are brought bedalei dalos? So Rabbeinu Tam answers, that's not a question. But the dalei dalos itself is pasul shalol lishma. And if the context of our discussion is that shalol lishma is psula, so why should that be a reason to suggest that the ashiras should not be lishma and it should not be parallel to the other korbanos? If anything, the opposite. It's more of a reason, the Birkas HaZevach on this Tosos asks a question, if anything, you should learn from the mincha itself to be a source for the carbon bashirus, that it should be pasul shalol lishma. So the Merkaz HaZevach answers, he says, menachos mizvachim lo yalfinam. But the logic there is with the Merkaz HaZevach. That's what suggests that there should be pasul. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Tosos there challenges Rabbeinu Tam. Tosos says, it's not true. That logic is totally incorrect. He says, I'll bring you a proof from the Gemara that we just said on the Amid Aleph. The Gemara had a hava mina. The Gemara thought that there's three dinim that we're discussing. Chatas Nazir, Chatas Chelev, and Chatas Metzora. And the Gemara suggests that you need psukim for each one. So the Gemara asks, why? Why can't you learn Chatas Metzora from the other two? So the Gemara says, no, because Chatas Metzora is unique. It's different than any other Chatas. It's brought bedalus. If a person cannot afford the behema, he brings a Chatas Oof. So that's unique. So Tosos asks, but we also have a limud in Zvachim and Samach Daladom Abeis that tells us the oaf, shalol lishma, is also pasul. So if Rabbeinu Tam's logic is correct, that any time that kula that the Gemara is suggesting to inhibit us from learning from other dinim is pasul shelo lishma, that can't create a kula, so then also on the Amud Aleph, when the Gemara wants to suggest that you shouldn't learn mitzora from the other karbanos, so that shouldn't be the Gemara's kula shouldn't be a good kula. What do you mean that it's brought bedalus? Bedalus itself is pasul shelo lishma. So therefore, says Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam's logic is wrong. You see a raya, a proof from the Gemara on Amud Aleph, that just because the kula itself is pasul shelo lishma, that should not suggest that you can't, that can't be a kula, and we still consider it a kula. Just to quickly, before we get to the what I'd like to discuss, there are a few, Tosfos leaves the Rabbeinu Tam in Akasha, and Tosfos doesn't explain how Rabbeinu Tam deals with the Gemara on Chesem and Aleph, which seems to challenge his whole argument. So there are a few achronim that discuss this question. The Sfas Emes answers for the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that if you look at Tosfos earlier, Tosfos tells us that when we're looking for Makoros, Legabe Chatos, that it's Pasul Shelo Lishma, we're focused on all the other avodos except for Zrika. We already have a source for Zrika. So the Sfas Emes suggests the whole source by Chatos Oath that the Gemara tells us Shelo Lishma is speaking about Mitzvah Yadam. So that's in effect parallel to Zrika. So the Sfas Emes says that's not going to help us any more than anything else that we're discussing. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam is going to suggest that that's not necessarily a challenge to his whole premise. Sfas Emes suggests another technical argument that at that point in the Gemara never had a source. Again, the Gemara in Zvachim repeatedly points out that in Kachim you need Shina Olav HaKasav La'akiv. You need a first Pasuk LaMitzvah and then you need a Pasuk La'akiv. So the Sfas Emes suggests that maybe the Gemara at that point didn't have a source LaMitzvah, and the Gemara would have thought that if you had only one source, that was only for Adin L'chadchila, and we would never know that B'di'eved, that it really passes the carbon, and that's what we would have said like at that stage in the Gemara. Only in the end do we know that there's also a source L'mitzvah, and therefore that source of Chatzis Ha'ov could be used as a source L'ikuvah. The Nitziv quotes a Gemara B'Matzia, which makes the argument even more technical, that there seems to be, actually we just had this yesterday in Daf Yudim Beis in the Drashos, that the Shita Mekubetzis on Daf Yudim Beis quotes a Gemara Mamatzia that in Limudim, apparently there are certain times you could ask a Shver Kasha and certain times you can't ask. A Pircha Kolduhu. So when you're learning Chad Michad, one thing from another thing, or Chad Mitlas, or one thing from three things, you're allowed to ask a Pircha, you're not allowed to ask a Pircha Kolduhu. However, when you're asking Chad Mitrei, so then you can ask a Pircha Kolduhu. So the Tziv says, yeah, it's a Pircha Kolduhu. It's not really a Geshmak Akasha, but on that stage in the Gemara, we were only learning Chad Mitrei, from Chatas Mitzorah to Chatas, from Chatas Nazir and Chatas Chelev to Chatas Mitzorah. So, Parchin and Pircha Kolduhu. That's the Tziv. The Or Sameach has a little bit of a dressier pshat in to answer for the Rabbeinu Tam, where he suggests that the Gemara, what it means is that it's a kula, that this chatas of a chatas mitzorah is not always going to stay in its status that it is. It's eno kavua. Dahainu, the Gemara suggests the Gemara increases tells us that there's a difference between a chatas behema, that if a person who was an usher was mafresh a chatas behema, and then it became a balmum, so you could be pode it, and now, because you became an ani, you could be makriv achatas ha'of. And that Gemara says, and the Rambam paskins, that that's not the case when it comes to achatas of. Ein podim es ha'ofos, says the Rambam. And therefore, the Or Sameach says, that was what the Gemara was saying. It's chosen ein kavias in this carbon. This carbon is not going to always stay the way it is. Because technically, hypothetically, this usher will turn to be an ani, and it will be a balmum, and the whole carbon will change. So that creates a kula in the status of the carbon. Masha Einkein, says the Or Sameach, when it comes to Dalei Dalis, that oaf will never change, the damim of that oaf will never change into a mincha, because we don't have a klal of podinessa oaf. So that's what he wants to suggest for the Rabbeinu Tam. I'd like to focus, those are the technical pshatim, but if you look at the Shita Megubetzes and the Chesem Beis, when Tosfos presents this question, Rabbeinu Tam, from Chesem and Aleph, the Rabbeinu Tam says, V'yesh lomar, the whole, the ain kol ha-karbonos ha-boim b'dalos posel b'sholol l'shma, since it's not true that when you bring a dal, when a dal brings a korban, instead of a korban olav yorid, when an usher brings a korban, he brings one chatas behema. However, by shvus bita, shvus eidas, when he brings bashiras, so then he substitutes that with two korbanos, a chatas of and an olas of. So the Shittim Gubetza says, when he brings that chatas ha'ov, ain't kol ha'karbonos b'dalos posel b'shalo l'shmo. T'ha'ika olas ha'ov. B'shem ha'chi parach shabi. Shittim Gubetza says that when you bring the korban b'dalos, you're right. There's a source on daf zvachim, daf samach dalar mabeis, that chatas ha'ov shalo l'shmo is posel. But the reason the Gemara had a question on chesem and aleph, ma'le mitzorish kein isa b'dalos, was not from the chatas ha'ov, but was from the olas ha'ov. Ola is never pasul shalol lishma. That's the Rashid Megubetz's defense of Rabbeinu Tam. L'chora, this whole Shita Megubetz's has no beer. We are discussing a sugya of chatas. Chatas psul shalol lishma. What does the ola that's brought by Ashiris have any effect and have any? Why is that in the equation? The fact that the ola itself is kasha shalol lishma. Why should that be a defense for the Rabbeinu Tam? The ola has no connection to the cheshbon. It's very nice. It's certain qualities about this carbon. Okay, I can list the other qualities as well. But that shouldn't really be an argument in defense to Rabbeinu Tam of how to read the Gemara on Daf Ches Min Aleph. So I'd like to build an idea. But before I build this idea, I'd like to ask a second question. And work on a second question. What is the whole Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos? Misvara, Rabbeinu Tam's argument is very logical. You have the kula that you're presenting to be the Gemara presents a limud that chatas shalol lishma should be pasul even by these korban olav yori because of a mamatzinu. And the Gemara and Tosfos wants to suggest no because there's a kula. But Rabbeinu Tam says, but that kula itself is pasul shalol lishma. So how could that be a kula to inhibit the limud? So and the Ri says no. It's not logical. It's wrong. Okay, he has a proof that we have to deal with from the Gemara and Amar Aleph. But Lechora, it's still logical. It's still Mestaber. Why? What does Tosfos hold? Why does the Balei HaTosfos, the re-Balei HaTosfos that argue on Rabbeinu Tam, why don't they accept this far? So I'd like to suggest an idea, and I think based on this, we will understand all of our questions. There is a Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Chav Gimel discussing the Mitzvah of Korban Olav Yori. And the Sefer Achinuch, when discussing so, he says, I just want to read part of his Lashon because I think it's important. Midini ha-mitzvah, shekol echad mi-arba chatoim elu, mechayiv oseihu lahavi kispa osiira, kidin chatos kavua hayedua. The Sefer Achinuch tells us that this korban has three categories to it. The Ashirus, the Dalus, and the Dali Dalus. But when he introduces the Ashirus, he says that the korban that you're bringing is kedin hachatos hayadua. It's the same type of chatos. The Sefer Achinuch goes on to say a massive chiddush which gets him into major problems, that not only that, but if an ani, who is in a matzav of dalos, is machmer on himself and he collects money to be makriv bashiris, and even though he's only chay of two birds, he wants to bring a behema, the Achinuch says he's not yotzei. All the Achronim are ask on the Chinuch that it seems to be against a Mishnah in the end of Negayim. The Mishnah in Negayim discussing a Mitzorah says clearly that an Ani that brings a Karban Asher, a Dal that brings a Karban Asher, a Chatas Behema, so then he is Yotze when it comes to Mitzorah. And the Sefer Achinuch, the Mishnah Malach asks, it seems to be against the Mishnah Negayim. And if you look at the Rash, On that Mishnah in Negayim, the Rash says, not only is he Yotze, it's L'chadchila. He's being machmir in mitzvahs. He's a tzaddik. And the Rambam also challenges the Chinuch, and he says that it's not true. That an ani that brings a korban asher, not only by mitzvah, by all korbanos are Yotze. So how does the Sefer HaChinuch deal with this Mishnah? So there are three answers, and I would like to focus on the last answer, because I think it's really meduyuk in the Gemara. The Sfas Emes, apparently there's a story, the Sefer Pardes Yosef al Torah presents with this answer, the Sfas Emes, that the
the older Gera Rebbe, before the Sfas Emes, he was posed this question at a chasana, and he said, this is the answer, it's davar pashut, and he really didn't elaborate on what he meant. And the Sfas Emes fleshed it out, and he said that this is the yisod that he was referring to. The Sfas Emes suggests that there's a technicality, there's a difference between the dinim. When it comes to Ashiris and Dalas, so when it comes to a Metzora, even the Ashir, even the rich person in the first category, has to bring more than one Korban. He has to bring an Ola and a Chatas. So when he brings Bibdalas, he's bringing parallel to that also Chatas and Ola, which are parallel. So the Sfas Emes says, when it comes to a Metzora, yeah, that's the Mishnah Negayim. That's why you're Yotze. Because you're not reducing your Chiyuvim. You're paying up all your dues. In Dallas, you would have to bring a chatas and an ola, and in Ashiras, you wouldn't have to bring a chatas and you would have to bring a chatas and ola. So therefore, we're mekel, says the chinuch. However, when it comes to all the other chiyuvim of ola v'yored, shvuas bitoy, shvuas edus, it's not the case. When you're an usher, you only have to bring one behema. When you're a dal, you have to bring a chatas and an ola. So that's where the chinuch says you're not yotze. You paid half your dues. You only brought one carbon when you really chayav two carbonos. We'll get back to that Sfas Emes a little later. There might be some problems with that whole yisod. The Chassam Sofer in Shabbos in Daf Kuf Lamed Beis suggests a different answer. He says the Gemara, I think in Tainis, suggests that the Rabbonu Shel, there's a difference between a korban that's a mechaper and a korban that's a machshir. A korban that's a mechaper, that's trying to atone for a sin that you did, like these korbanos olav yorid shvuas bitoy shvuas eidos. So then he says, the Gemara tells us that the Ribbono Shel Olam deals differently with aniyim and ashirim and how they are punished in the world. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, when it came to an ashir, this is the way to deal with it, and he brings certain punishments in the world towards the ashirim and certain punishments to the aniyim that they're deserving because of their different statuses. And therefore, the Chassam Sofer says, so when it's coming, the korban is coming to be mechaper, so they're two separate chiyuvim. They're not connected. And therefore, the chinuch suggested that when it comes to those chiyuv of korban olav v'yored outside of the category of mitzora, so then you're not yotze if you bring the korban asher, because that's a separate chiyuv. However, when it comes to mitzora, it's all a machshir. So who cares how you're machshir yourself? It's just allowing you to now eat kachim, so now you can choose either avenue, whatever derech you want. That's the yisod of the Chassam Sofer. That
even though it's kal v'chomer, the punishment will not be given
So the Chassam Sofer suggests, and this is really the Chassam Sofer really leads into the pshat that I'd like to work with, which is the pshat in the Aruch L'Ner, and I think it's really a very good pshat because I think it's really meduyik in the Gemara. The Aruch L'Ner suggests in Krisis and Daf Chaf Ches, which really is the Gemara that deals with all these dinim, whether you yotze with other karbanos. So the Aruch L'Ner suggests that if you look at the Lashon of the Braisa is very strange. The Braisa says a drasha of Tairas, that Zos, the Gemara says, Matanya, Toras l'rabos mitzora ani shehevi korban asher. The Pasuk said, Xeris HaKasav of Toras, to tell me that an ani that brought a korban asher is yotze. Yochel afilu asher shehevi korban ani, says the Gemara, if that's the case. So maybe I would think also the opposite way. An asher that brought a korban ani is also yotze. Talmud lomar, zos. No. An asher that brought a korban ani is not. Ask the Aruch L'Ner, I understand. Let me ask you something. Svaru chitzona, before you open up a braisa, what do you think? So Aruch L'Ner suggests, I think, malim b'kodesh. I think, if an ani wants to bring a korban asher, adarabba, do it. And yet, the svara chitzona of the Gemara is that that wouldn't be the case. Ad kidei kach, says the Aruch L'Ner, that I need a gzeiras hakosef to tell me that he's allowed to. Why should that be? And he says, and he adds on to his questions, that if you look in the order of the Torah, the Braisa is really reversing the order that is presented in the Torah. Really, Zos is presented earlier than the Torah. And it's really against the Svara. Says the Aruch L'Ner, Elamai, you see that there's a Gzeiras HaKosev when it comes to Mitzora, learnt out from Toras, that an Ani could bring a Korban Asher, But the Svara Chitzona and anywhere in the Torah that there isn't a Gzeiras HaKasev is that these are two separate Chiyuvim totally. They have no Shaychus to each other. And really, the Ani cannot be Yotzi with a carbon Ani. And says the Aruch Lener, that is the source for the Sefer HaChinuch. When dealing with Mitzora, so the Sefer HaChinuch is a Gemara in Krisis Chavches. It's a Gzeiras HaKasev. An Ani is Yotzi a carbon Asher. But you see, says the Aruch Lener, from the Svara Chitzona of the Gemara, that the Brisa has to come to tell me that Svara Chitzona is wrong, that the Svara Chitzona is that these really are two different levels that are not parallel, and an Ani is not Yotze from a carbon usher. This defense of the Aruch Lener for the Sefer Achinuch, I think, is connected to the Shita of Rav Sad Yigon as well. Rav Sad Yigon, and he disagrees with the Rambam, Rav Sad Yigon in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Hei, and Kuf Mem Vav and Kuf Mem Zayin counts the korbanos of Ola Yored, Dalus, Dali Dalus, and Ashirus as three separate mitzvahs. That seems to allude to the fact that these are three separate chiyuvim, and they're not necessarily parallel to each other. The Rambam, as I said before, and the Rash, Lechoru, would disagree. And the Rambam is Lashitasel. The Rambam holds against the Chinuch that an Ani is Yotzi with a korban Ashir. And therefore Lashitaso, and we'll see other Ramams that seem to parallel this idea. The Ramam holds that it's all counted as one mitzvah. It's a technicality. There are certain situations that you have to bring other karbanos, but it's all a fulfillment. It's all a kiyum of one chiyuv of this one korban chatas. There's a sefer Mishnas Avram on Maseches Krisus, a Talmud of Rabbi Chil Michel Feinstein, who quotes a suffix from a Ruchia Michel. Ruchia Michel asks, it's off of the Gemara in Krisus and the Yudim Abiz, when I bring a carbon, the Dali Dalas, I bring a Mincha, is that a fulfillment of the Chiyav of the Dalas? Or is that a Kiyam and a fulfillment of the Iker carbon, the regular Chatas, the Chatas HaKavua HaYadua, like the Chinuch said? So he suggests that although all of us logically think that this is all one chiyuv, and it's all a kiyum in the original Chatas Ashirus, if you look in the Lashonos of the Gemara in Krisus and Daf Yudim and Beis, it seems to imply that that's not the case, and that the Gemara really thinks that Dali Dalas is a fulfillment of Dalas. And maybe Dallas, a poor person, and an Ashir are not necessarily parallel, like we suggested in the Sefer Achinuch, that this is Chatas HaKavua Yadua, and then there's a separate category for people who are unfortunate that can't afford the regular korban. That the Torah was Mechadish, that there's the regular Chatas, and the Torah was Mechadish, that there are other options, B'Dallas or B'Dali Dallas. But Dali Dalas is not a fulfillment of the original korban; it's rather a fulfillment of the Chatas Ha'of and the Olas Ha'of. The Braisa says, "Mevi Echad Tachas Shnayim." He says that you're really bringing it as a substitute for the Chatas Ha'of and the Olas Ha'of. If it's the way we really think, so then it really should be Tachas Echad. Elamai, Dali Dalas is really a kiyum in the Dalas, and they're really two separate categories over here. The Mishnas Avram suggests that if you look in the Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Mabez in Zvachim, the Gemara discusses whether or not the Chatas Ha'of is brought to Karen Marav is Dromis, and the Gemara presents that the Avodas HaMincha and the Avoda of the Chatas Ha'of have to be Bitzafon, in the north. And the Rashi writes that this is a Shibush, the whole Girsa is wrong. There's no such, the Gemara never thought that, because he says the Chatas Ha'of is not brought B'tzafon. And he says, if the Mincha, which is a fulfillment in the Chatas Ha'of, and the Chatas Ha'of itself is not brought B'tzafon, how could you ever think that the Mincha itself is brought B'tzafon? And if you look at Tosfos, and Daf Samach Gimel Mabez disagrees with Rashi, he says, what do you mean? The Mincha is not a fulfillment and a kiyum in the Dalos, in the Chatas Ha'of, but rather it's a kiyum and it's a fulfillment in the Iker HaKorban, and rather there's just three technicalities
three ways to be mekayim the same chiyuv through either dalas, through chatzosof or olasof, or through the mincha. So apparently, this is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, and I think that this connects to our sugya. Again, we presented so far, the Sefer HaChinuch holds that the carbon chatzis itself is hakavua, yedua, the regular chatzis of behema, and then there's a separate category of dalas and dali dalas for poor people, and possibly, like Rashi and Zvachim, that dali dalas is not a fulfillment in the carbon chatzis, but rather in the dalas, the chatzis of, and possibly the Rambam, who counts, not like the Rasag, who counts as all as one mitzvah, he understands that this is all really one chiyuv korban and just three technical ways based on your status of how to be yotze this chiyuv. The Or Sameach, which really, I think, drives this home a little further, the Or Sameach suggests that the Rambam doesn't bring the drasha of the Sifri that a chatas of shalol lishma is psula, and the Or Sameach is tamea. Why not? So the Or Sameach says that the Rambam didn't have to. Once I have a makor from mincha or I have a makor from behema, what's the difference? He says I just learned from the other dinim. So you see, the Or Sameach definitely held in the Rambam that these are just three ways of being mekayim the same halacha, and really he held not like the Birkas HaZevach. Mincha mizvachim, you can interchange between the two of them, and really the dinim are all parallel, so I don't even need a mucker, a source for chatzis ha'of, and that the Rambam, that fact that he counted them all as one mitzvah really shows that he really held that this is all one track and all a kiyum in one chiyuv. I think, and the Mishnah Sabram suggests, that this possibly could be based on an Ibn Ezra that presents two possibilities. Yeah.
The Aruch Haner is between the Chalei, so it's not even between all the Ori and Mitzora.
The Aruch Haner, no. In Svara he's not, but in Din he is, because the Torah has Gzeiras HaKasev. The Chasam Sofer is Mechalek in Svara, right, that they're two unique korbanos. The Aruch Haner is Mechalek in Din, because the Gemara in Krisis tells us that there's a Gzeiras HaKasev by Mitzora. However, in Svara, they're really all the same. And Adrabah, it sheds light, the halacha, the Gemara's from Mitzora shed light on what the Svara Chitzona is by all other Karbanos where you don't have a Gzeiras HaKasev.
They're all different.
They're all different, because I can't, the Svara Chitzona is that an Ani can't be Machmer on himself. And the Chiddush Mitzora is that he can. But the Svara Chitzona is that he... Why the Rambam leaves out a mucker for Chatas of Shalol Lishma? So he just wanted to say that the Rambam didn't need to bring Chatas of Shalol Lishma. So he wanted to say the Rambam doesn't need to, because the Rambam has makoros by the other things. So these are all one track. There's all one mitzvah. So then there's no problem with the fact that the Rambam left it out. I was incorrect when I said that. The Birkas HaZevach is saying he sowed that. Zvach. Oh yeah. Okay, fine.
I don't know.
He suggests two options. He says either you can learn from behema or you can learn from the mincha. I don't know if he was meduyik in that lashon. I don't know. I mean.
Who said?
Dor Sameach. So fine, but I just want to bring the idea that the Or Sameach thought, and you'll see that these are the Or Sameach l'shitaso in kamim mekomos. We'll go on with a few more Or Sameach that you see that he held like this. But there is an idea of the Ibn Ezra brought in Vayikra, Perek Hey, Pasuk Zayin. The Ibn Ezra, fascinating Ibn Ezra, which we're going to run with for the rest of the Chabura. The Ibn Ezra suggests two reasons why the Chiyuv HaKorban changes from the regular Korban of a Behema, and by a Dal, he brings a Chatas Of and an Olas Of. So the Ibn Ezra suggests, one suggestion is, he's in a matzav of anias, it's a shver matzav, and it's difficult for him, and he's mahar against the Ribbono Shel Olam when he's an oni, when he's in this situation. So to be mechaper, the ola which is mechaper on hirhurim, so to be mechaper for those hirhurim,
So he has to bring an added korban, ola sa'of. But really, the korban is the chatas. However, he brings a second answer. And this is a little more lomdish. The Ibn Ezra suggests that there's a difference in the korban. When you bring a korban, bashiros, so you have the korban, you're machal the korban to the kohanim, and you're makdir the emurim. However, yeah, it's not ma'akev, but you need at least roi lekach. You need the emurim by the oaf. There's no emurim. So you're taka missing when it comes to a dal, when it comes to a poor person, you're missing the emurim. Says the Ibn Ezra, no, that's why I bring an olas oaf. An olas oaf, says the Ibn Ezra, is not a separate carbon. An olas oaf is just in order to replace the emurim that existed in the chatas abehema. Could be, and this I thought, and the Mishnah Savram suggested it in Rashi and Tosus, but it could be that these 2 days of the Ibn Ezra are really suggesting the Chakira that we're suggesting. If you hold that really the way to be Mekayim a regular Chatas Behema, this is all just 3 tracks in order to be Mekayim one din, so then yeah, you need a Emurit. You're missing the Emurit. Masha Enkin, the second day in the Ibn Ezra, hold no. The Chatas Ha'ov doesn't need a Murim. It's a totally new Mechayiv. It has no Shaychus to the original Korban. It's not connected at all. Why do I have to bring an Olas Ha'ov? That's because you're an Oni. And an Oni has a Bezunder Chiyuv, has a new Chiyuv that he has to bring because he was Mehar. But the two Chiyuvim have no Shaychus. Parallel to the Sefer Achinuch that says there's the Chatas HaKavua HaYadua, and then there's the Korbanos HaDalim that really are not connected and are two different tracks. So therefore, that's because I had a hiror. But the fact that I'm missing a murim, the Sefer Achinuch will tell you, that doesn't bother me. However, the other day in the Ibn Ezra, he's really holding like the Shita of the Rambam, like the Shita of the Arsameach, we said that all these dinim are all one korban, and you have to be makar of the emurim, because you're missing the emurim, because that's your korban haragya. Let's just take it one step further, back into a hezber, into our machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Again, we suggested that this was a machlokes, Rashi and Tosos, Rav Sadi going in the Rambam. Rashi and Tosos are also holding, when you bring a mincha, is that just another way to fulfill the original korban? Or no, the mincha is a kiyum in the dalas, because the dalas is really totally separate from the original chatas, the chatas ba'ashiras, that has to be brought. Perhaps this is all the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri as well. What do I mean? Rabbeinu Tam held that mincha, similar to Tosus and Zvachim and Afsamach Gimel Beis, when you bring a carbon mincha, bedali dalas, you're not in a separate chiv, you're not in a separate category, you are really being Mekayim the Ikar Din. Like Tosas and Zvachim, Samach Gimel Beis argues with Rashi, and he says this is all one long korban. Ashiras, dalas, dali, dalas. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam suggested, once I have a source, that mincha, shelo lishma, is pasul, so that's also going to shed light on ashiras, shelo lishma. And that's not going to be a pircha when it comes to the limud by ashiras. So we asked, that's such a good svara. Tosas is, Rabbeinu Tam is really right. It's a very strong argument. How does Tosus suggest not so? So the answer is because Tosus held like Rashi on the Afsamach Gimel Beis. The mincha is a separate chiyuv. It's really a kiyum in the dalas. It's like the Sefer Achinuch. There's the chatas hakavua yedua. There's one korban chatas behema. And if you're a dal, oh, you're in a new parsha. You have totally new korban. So says the Tosus, I don't care about the chiyuv mincha. I don't care about the din l'shma by a mincha. Or, says Tosos, by a dal. Because it doesn't shed light at all to the Chatas HaKavua Yedua. It's two totally separate chiyuvim. It's two totally separate tracks, like we see in the Sefer HaChinuch, similar to the Aruch Lener explained. And Rabbeinu Tam is really holding like the Rambam. This is all one mitzvah, not Ad Kedei Kach like the Or Sameach, like you learn the Dinim Echad Misheni, because the Birkas HaZevach said there's a technicality. However, in Svara, he would really be in that camp. He would really hold that these are all parallel mitzvahs that you can interchange between the two. Just to be miyashiv, there's a kasha. When you learn the sugya, you'll see over and over, and there's not so much written on this topic. However, anyone who writes on this topic asks this kasha on the Sfas Emes. That story that I told you before, when the Sfas Emes wanted to defend the Sefer Achinuch said, by all other karbanos, an ani is not yotzi with a karban asher. However, Mitzorah is different. So the Sfas Emes suggested that
The answer is very simple. When it comes to a mitzora, bashirus, you bring two korbanos. Bedalus, you also bring two korbanos. So you're yotze, because you paid up all your dues. However, when it comes to the other korbanos, olav yori, bashirus, you only bring one korban, and bedalus, you bring two. So the Sfasemes said, every achron asks on the Sfasemes, it's a very nice answer, but it's against the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra, he says, holds all the achronim asked that the olas ha'of is a fulfillment of the imurin. So who cares whether it's one korban or two korbanos? It's all the same mitzvah. It's all the same korban. It's just a hechitinza to get to that chatzis abeima. So how can you say such a svara? So and they all leave all these svarim. They leave the Sfasemes and Sfarachim. I think it's not a kasha. The Sfasemes was coming to explain the Sefer Achinuch. According to our analysis, the Sefer Achinuch is holding that they're two separate chiyuvim. That the korban ba'anius is really has no shaychus to the korban ba'ashirus, and it's not to fulfill the imurim. Maybe the chinuch held like the other day in the Ibn Ezra, but not like the day in the Ibn Ezra that the Or Sameach brings down. Fine. Rabosai, if this is pshat, and this is the hezber of the machlokes between Tos Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, even if it's not pshat, the Shita Megubetzet, I think you could explain the Shita Megubetzet like this. I have to think it's pshat, but even if it's not pshat. The Shita Megubetzet, again, we asked the second question, beginning of the Chabur. The Shita Megubetzet said the answer, again, the Tosos asked the Rabbeinu Tam, even if your whole svara is against the Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara wanted to learn from Chatas Nazir and Chatas Chelev to Chatas Mitzora, and the Gemara says, no, Chatas Mitzora is brought Bedalus, it's unique, you can't compare these two dinim. So Tosus asks, and Bedalus also it's Pasul Shalol Lishma. And still, the Gemara said, that's a reason you can't learn one from the other. So how's Rabbeinu Tam going to deal with this? So the Shittim Gubetzes says, what do you mean? The Gemara wasn't referring to the Chatas of Shalol Lishma. The Gemara was says Malam et Sorash came Isa Bedalus. The Gemara was referring to the Olas Ov. We asked. We asked. According to Shittim Gubetzes, what's the Shaychus? What's the connection to our Sugya? We're in the middle of a Sugya of Chatas. Chatas Shol Lishma Pasul or Kasher. And the Gemara and the Shita says, oh, the Gemara is a Pircha from Ola. I have other Pirchas also. What do you want from Ola? The answer is the Shita is not so far off. The Shita held, he was giving a Hezber in Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the way we just explained, held, like the Rambam, that Ashirus, Dalas, and Dali Dalas is all a fulfillment in one Chiyuv Korban. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam held, like the Ibn Ezra, that you need a Morim. When it comes to the Dal, you're missing Chatzi Korban. There's something missing here. Therefore, the Shittim Gubetzes says, oh, so we have part of this carbon that's taka missing. We have a murim that are brought, the Ola that's brought, Shalol Shema, that's missing. That has a lot of Shaykh Star Sugya. That's what the Pircha on Omed Aleph is. Because you're missing part of the Chatas itself, Shalol Shema, is kosher. So that was the Pircha from the Gemara Mana Aleph. The Gemara wasn't just giving a random question. The Gemara was asking from the Chatas itself. Because the emurim of this carbon bedal of the ola is really kosher shalol lishma. I had this pshat in the Shittim Gubetzes. I was very excited, and I couldn't find it anywhere. Baruch Hashem, after looking for a while, and it's actually, he was nifter a month ago, the Mishmar Alevi, Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger from Bnei Brak, he said this pshat. He asked this kash in the Shittim Gubetzes in his shir, and one of his Talmidim suggested it, and he printed it in his Sefer on Zvachim, which is Terech Agav, great Sefer. So he said this Yisod. Just to give a little shout out, his bracha just came true, because Jake over Pesach went to him for a bracha, that he should find the Shidduch, and he said that you should find the Shidduch suddenly. He meant immediately, miyad, but... So... So Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger said this pshat, and I think that's the pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. What are other proofs to this yisod? Just before we go, before I go further, I left something out. In terms of the machlokas, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri that we suggested is the machlokas we've shown him, whether or not they're one chiyuv or two chiyuvim. If you look at the Gemara in Zvachim on the Tesim and Beis, the Gemara in Zvachim discusses Mechuyiv Kapara Kamoso by Shinoi Bailin.
If I think about a person when I shech the chatos, if I think about a person that has no connection to chiyuvei chatos, so then that's not a problem of shinui bailin. However, if you think about someone who has a shaykhus, who is mechuyiv kapar kamoso, who is chayiv chatos similar to you, then that is a problem. So the Gemara has a suffix. The Gemara says, what about a case if I think about someone who's not chayiv a regular chatos, but he's chayiv a chatos olav yored? So Gemara says, is that also parallel to you? Is that also mechuyiv kapar kamoso? Or no, that's a separate korban. So the Sfas Emes there, on the Daf Tesamid Beis, has a suffix. He says, what did the Gemara mean when it says you thought about someone who is mechuyiv a korban by an olav yori? Was the Gemara just speaking about a dal or a dali dalis, a poor person? Or no, the Gemara was even speaking about an usher because he has a shaychus to that chiyuv. So could be the Sfas Emes' suffix is gufa this machlokas rishonim. How does one assess the korban olav yori? Is it chatas akavua yadua, the regular korban? That really, that's pasha to the Gemara, that's mechuyiv kapara kamoso. That's the regular chatos. And only the dal and the dali dal is a separate karbon? Or no, says the Sfas Emes, really even the usher is all one kiyum of one karbon, and all of it is mechuyiv kapara kamoso by the chatos she'ena kavua. So I think that's pshat in the Sfas Emes' suffix. We explained earlier that Rashi in Zvachim Daf Samach Gimel is taking a side in this machlokas rishonim, and he holds that the mincha of dali dalus is only a fulfillment in dalus. It's not a fulfillment in the ikar chi of karbon, because he holds that, like the chinuch, that there's chatas hakavu hayadua, and then there's a separate category called dalus. This works out l'shitaso sefer Or Avram from Rav Avram. Gervitz, right, Shkayach. Not the one from Gates Edge, Shkayach, but from Eretz Yisrael. So he also suggests that this is Shitas Rashi from a different Shitas Rashi. He doesn't quote Rashi in Zvachim, but it works out very well. Rashi ala Torah in Parshas Vayikra, on this Pasuk, when the Torah introduces Olav Yored, so Rashi writes, and when a Dal brings a carbon, he has to bring the Chata Sa'of before the Ola Sa'of. And he quotes Simon's Gemara. He quotes the Gemara in Zvachim Adav Zayin. He says that you first have to bring the Iker Mechaper into the proklet, and then you can bring the Darum. So the Or Avram suggests, I don't understand, if he really held like the Ibn Ezra, if he really held that the Ola was a Murim of the Chatas, so then, of course, you don't need a Gemara in Zvachim Adav Zayin. The Ola is mamish tafil to the Chiyuv Chatas. Elamai, Rashi didn't hold like the Ibn Ezra. Rashi maybe held like the second shot in the Ibn Ezra, and the Chiyuv Dalas has no connection to the Chiyuv of the Ashirus, and that's why Rashi needed this Gemara, even by the Korban, the Dalas, and it's Rashi Lishitaso. Lechora, and this leads us to our next step, there's another Rashi Lishitaso. It's not a Mefurish Rashi, it's a Girsa in the Gemara. But there's a Gemara in Chulun that the Or Sameach also runs with to use this Ibn Ezra. It's really a good Or Sameach. The Or Sameach says that there's a Gemara in Chulun, very strange Gemara. The Gemara in Chulun on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph makes a distinction between an Ola Sa'of and a Chata Sa'of. There are certain halachos that apply to the Ola Sa'of and that don't apply to that are a difference between the Chata Sa'of and the Ola Sa'of. Whether you can be mavdil totally in the Chaticha, you can separate the Rosh or other distinctions, and then the Gemara says Ola Sa'of has a hekish to a Chatas Behema for certain dinim. Only Ola Sa'of, not Chatas Sa'of. Ola Sa'of has a hekish to the Chatas Behema that it can't be Nekrav Belaila. Ola Sa'of has a hekish to the Chatas Behema that it has to be brought Menachun. It can't be brought from the money of Meiser. That's what the Gemara in Chulin writes. Tosfos asks, I don't understand. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that you can't bring the Ola Sa'of from Mammon of Meiser? The Ola Sa'of is not eaten. We have a drush in the Sifri. If something's not going to be Nechal, so Meiser can't be used for that thing. And if it's just going to be brought on the Mizbeach, so then, of course you can't bring it from Kesef of Meiser. Of course you have to bring it
from mamon, from the money of chulin. So Tosfos has an answer. It makes a drasha. But what's even more bothering, and there's even a girsa in the Gemara, the Rashba in his Chuvos, in Simen Reish Ayin Vav, quotes a girsa in the Gemara on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks a similar question. I don't even understand the second drasha of the Gemara. The Gemara says that I need to learn a hekesh to chatz, from Olas Ha'of to chatz behema, from chatz behema to Olas Ha'of, that you can't bring the Olas Ha'of Belaila. So stop. The Gemara poses the question. I know every karba, mi biyom tzavoso nafka. I know the drasha by all karbanas that it can't be brought Belaila, it has to be brought by day. What? Olas Ha'of is different? So there's a girsa that the Rashba quotes that the Gemara says, yeah, maybe I would have said that drasha is only by Chatas Ha'of and not by Olas Ha'of. Kamash Malan, yes. Rashi is goris in that Gemara, Kedei Naspa. Yeah, the Gemara just threw in another limud. We don't really need that limud. It's from the regular carbon. Again, Rashi Shita on that Samach Gimel and Rashi Ala Torah we just suggested does not hold of the Vard of the Ibn Ezra. Does not hold that Olas Ha'of is Amorim. However, suggests the Or Sameach that if the Ibn Ezra is correct, and that the whole reason the Olas Ha'of has to be brought is because there are three parallel mitzvahs. And really, you have to bring the Emurim because you're missing the Emurim that existed in your Iker Chiyov. So therefore, I understand the Gemara and Chulin. I understand this Girsa. The Rashba crossed out this Girsa in the Chuvas. He said the Girsa is wrong, and it was a mistake. The Or Sameach says it's not wrong. According to the Ibn Ezra, the Girsa is beautiful. Beautiful. I would have thought that Olas Ha'of is like Emurim. Emurim, we know, are brought Belaila. So too, I would have thought that that's the difference between Chatas Ha'of and Olas Ha'of. Kamash Malan Agzeres HaKasif. Says the Or Sameach even further, that that's the answer to Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Kasha is, why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that you have to bring a carbon of Ha'of from Chulin? Of course I can't bring it from Meiser. The Olas Ha'of is kulo kolol. It's totally burnt on the Mizbeach. It's not eaten. Kesef of Meiser has to be eaten. Says the Or Sameach, of course it's eaten. There's one large korban over here. There's a Chatas Ha'of and an Olas Ha'of. That which is kolol, that's only the Emorim. This is all connected to the Iker Chi of korban. The Chatas Ha'of is nechal to the Kohanim. So of course this korban is also eaten. So therefore the Or Sameach said, that's pshat in the Braisa, and that's pshat in the... in the answer to Tosfos Kasha, why I need a drasha that has to be brought from Chulin. The Sefer Makor Baruch in the Hakdama quotes that Rav Baruch Ginsburg, he visited the Or Sameach, and he was in a very good mood. He was very happy. So he asked him why he was so happy. He said that I just woke up from a dream, and there was a machlokas in Pamalia Shamala that people in this door don't really know how to say things al pi emes. They don't really know how to learn. So it was a discussion what to do. I don't know what the cheshbon was exactly, but it was a discussion. So the Rashba spoke, and he said, it's not true. He said, I have a tshuva, and it's been reishai and vav, that I crossed out a girsa in the Gemara, and there's a person, Rav Meir Simcha Midvinsk, who was miyashiv the girsa, and he was mechavin torosa al pi emes. And he said that's why the Or Sameach, he had his dream, and he was in such a good mood. The Sefer Or Avram that I mentioned earlier, he takes a little musar into this, and he says, it shows you the koach, that he says that that's really pshat in kol shalolishma, balishma. It doesn't mean that there will be a transfer in your whole life, that, oh, if you learn 30 years shalolishma, there'll be a switch, it'll turn into lishma. He says that certain times, we have the ability, with Siyat HaShemaya, in our learning, to reach heights like Rav Meir Simcha reached with the Rashba. He reached heights that even the Rashba couldn't reach. And he said, that's pshat in kol shalol shema bal shema. There will be certain ha'aros, there will be certain times in your life that you will have abilities stronger than everyone else, than people preceding you. So, fine. That is the idea of the Or Sameach that really fits well with this idea that is based on this Ibn Ezra. If you look in the Meshech Chachma, on Vayikra, he writes that if you look in the Torah, it just parallels his Shita, that this is all really, all one Chiv. Because he writes,
that the Torah by the Chatas Behema, by all the Ola Yorids, it never says Tamim. Why? The Torah always, when it quotes, when it brings down a carbon behema, it says the carbon has to be Tamim. It can't have a mum. So the Meshech Chachma says, because the Ola Sa'ov, the Chatas Sa'ov is really connected to the Sfiyev. And the Gemara tells us that Bali Mumin is not puzzle when it comes to Oaf. So therefore, this carbon, even its behema stage, is really connected to the Chatas of behema, and that's why the Torah doesn't say Tamim when it comes to these carbonos of Ola V'yorid.
Is there a
Fiyat? Is there?
Are you allowed to?
Yeah, yeah, no, no. He said it didn't. No, he said it didn't. He's just stylistically, but yeah, but it's Alpi Shitaso that this is all one Chiyuv and Alpi the Ibn Ezra. Fine.
The Or
Sameach is in the Chidusha Meir Simcha on Chulin Chaf Aleph, and it's also brought on. It's also in Hilchas Meiser Sheni, Perek Zayin Alacha Gimel. There's just a few more makoros which the Or Sameach doesn't bring down, at least in the famous pieces of the Or Sameach, or these famous pieces that. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Zayin, he asks a question. He quotes Balei Tosfos, the Das Kanan Balei Tosfos, that says when the Kohanim had to bring their Mincha, so the Das Kanan suggested that they couldn't eat the Shirayim. They had to be makriv everything. It had to be kulo kolo. So he says, why? The Das Kanan says. He says, because what are they going to do? They're going to do a kmitza, and they're going to bring that little amount, and that's going to be a darin to the Rabbono Shalom? That's not a daron. So you have to bring the whole mincho, even the shirayim as well. So, whatever, he has questions about it, not really nogeta ar sugya, but the Minchas Chinuch asked there, in the end of the mitzvah, in Kuf Lamed Zayin, he says, and what about chatas ha'of? So you sprinkle a little blood onto the mizbeach. That's a daron for the Ribbono Shalom? You're putting a little blood on the Ribbono Shalom. The Kohanim are eating everything else, and if the Kohen himself is bringing the Chatzos Oaf, again, the Minchas Chinuch Hanacha was that if he himself is eating it, that's not considered a Darin to the Rabbono Shalom. It's only if other Kohanim of the Mishmar are eating it. So, I don't understand, when he brings his own Chatzos Oaf, so that's the Minchas Chinuch, he leaves it off as a question. In the Chidushim of Meir Simcha, in the back of the Chidushim, there are Ha'aros to the Sefer, to the Minchas Chinuch. And he writes three words to answer this Minchas Chinuch question. V'lachein huva ola sa'of. Exit forwards. He says, that is why there's a hashlama to the carbon. According to the Ibn Ezra, it's not a question. This is really a murid. This is really all one daron. This is really all one carbon. And you're not only sprinkling dam onto the mizbeach. The truth is that, and that, by the way, the Sfas Emes in Parshas Tzav, also in the Likutim, answers that question, the Minchas Chinuch. But if you look at the Mishnah on Daf Samech Hei Amud Aleph in Zvachim, so there's also a strange Mishnah. The Mishnah says, talking about all the dinim of Chatzos Oaf and Olas Oaf, the Mishnah says, by Machsheves Pigol, so there's a klal earlier in Zvachim, in the third parak, the Gemara says that you're not mitzarif, you don't, if you had a Machsheva about Pigol, about a Chatzi Zayis La'achila, and a Chatzi Zayis La'akhtara, we're not mitzarif these Machshavos. The Achila and Haktara are different. So then the Gemara says, Mishnah repeats this Chiddush also when it comes to a Chatzos Oaf. It says, Lechol Chatzos Oaf, Ulahakter Chatzos Oaf, Kasher She'en Achila V'Haktara Mitzdarfin. So all the Nosekim, you look in the Mishnah, Yachnu Boaz, all the Nosekim say, I have no idea what the Metzius of this Mishnah is. When are you going to ever be Mitzarif, a Haktara and an Achila by an Oaf? It's either all. The Olas Oaf, that's all, you're makter all of it on the Mizbeach, or you eat it. So when are you going to be mitzar of the two? So I'll pee this, the Sfasem has already suggested, he doesn't really flesh it out, but I'll pee this Yisod of Remeir Simcha, that according to the Ibn Ezra, it's all real one korban. It could be that the Mishnah is really suggesting that, and that you're mitzar if these chatzizesim, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is afal pichin, we're not mitzar if them, and they really were one korban. Just to bring one other raya, the Sefer Shiras David, he brings a very good raya from the Torah's Kohanim. The Torah's Kohanim says that the Kohanim are allowed to eat the mincha, v'hanoseres min ha-mincha la'aron u'lavana of kodesh kadashim, me'ishe Hashem. Says the Torah's Kohanim, ein li ela minchoseihem, milukoseihem minayin. How do you know that they're allowed to eat the chatas ha'of? I only know the menachos that are me'ishe Hashem. But how do you know about the chatas ha'of? Amar Rav Shimon, kore ani nevela utrefa lo yochaba, Talmud lomar, la'aron u'levona of kodesh kodeshim, la'hatir malikas Yisrael shenim leku me'ishe Hashem. Says the Torah's Kohanim, ein lohem elo la'acher matana sa'ishim. It's only mutter after you're makdir it onto the Mizbeach. What do you makdir onto the Mizbeach by a chatas ha'of? What does that mean? The answer is, this Torah's Kohanim is holding the Olas Ha'of is the Haktara of the Chatas Ha'of, like the Ibn Ezra, and therefore, it would actually happen after Min Ladina. Just like the Gemara Pesachim says, when it comes to the Achilas Kohanim by other Chatos, that it's only after the Emurim, our Nektar. So also by the Chatas Ha'of, it's only Mutter, once you're Makter the Emurim. What Emurim? The Emurim of the Olas Ha'of, that's what the Torah's Kohanim is getting to. The truth is that this is even Meduyik in the Gemara. He says, I'm Emdalad Mabez. The Gemara Emdalad Mabez wants to know a mucker that you eat, the Kohanim are allowed to eat the Chatas Ha'of. And the Gemara brings a Pasuk. And the Gemara says, why do I need a Pasuk? Because I would have a Havamina that it's a Nevela. Because all there was done was Malika. So that's the Gemara's, that's addressed. It's a two-line Gemara. Later on in the Gemara says, how do I know that the Kohen can eat the lug of the Mitzorah, the Chatzi lug of the Mitzorah. So the Gemara says, I would have a Havamina that since it was never Me'ishe Hashem, it was never Nektar onto the Mizbeach, so you would think that the Kohanim have no right to eat it. Kamash v'lo on the Pasuk that they're allowed to eat it. So the Shir's David asks, and by Chatas Ha'of? Why did the Gemara have to come out to Nevela, a Svar of Nevela, when it comes to Chatas Ha'of? Because of Malika. Why don't you say that the reason is because it was never Me'ishe Hashem, just like it said by the Chatzilug of the Mitzorah. Elamai, the Gemara held, no, there was Me'ishe Hashem when it came to the Chatas Ha'of of Adal, and therefore, and it was with the Olas Ha'of, and the Gemara held to the Svara of the Ibn Ezra. These are possible rayas. Just one other raya, I'm just running through them, one other raya that is mashma in the Torah's Kohanim. The Torah's Kohanim says that the Gemara has the drasha when it brings down all the karbonos of the Chatas Ha'of. The Torah's Kohanim suggests, why don't you say that just like a Mitzorah who brought, he has two Karbonos Bashiris, and he has two Karbonos Bedalos, so you should also say that he should bring, so the Gemara says, so really you're just paralleling one connected one, each one, the Chatas and the Chatas and the Ola and the Ola. So he said, maybe you should do that by other Karbonos as well of the Ola of Yori. You should really suggest that he should only be Chayav one, the Torah's Kohanim as a Hava Amina. Because Bashiris, he's only Chayav one, so let's only be Mechayav one here. So the Farshim asks, what's the Chlal HaHava Amina? There are two. Here the din is you have to bring two. I don't understand. So it could be that if the Torah's Kohanim felt that all the Olas Ha'of was an Emurim, so if the Emurim is not Ma'akev, maybe the Torah's Kohanim helped that we can get rid of the Emurim totally, and it's really parallel to the Mitzorah as well. That's not as clear of a Raya, but I think the other Rayas are very good supports for the Orsameach. I just want to quote one last source. There's a Sefer Yad Binyamin, who is a son of Rav Yashiv, who in Nazir and Daf Chaf Zayin Mebeis quotes from Rav Yashiv that he suggests, based on this Ibn Ezra, that maybe that's the pshat in the Rishonim will hold, that the Gemara tells us that when it comes to Kinim, when it comes to a Chatas Ha'of and a Olas Ha'of, it has to be misparish from the Bailim Mishas L'kicha, or it's misparish by the Kohanim, Bishas Avoda. There has to be a Perish Advarim. There has to be a Yichud for the Korban that this is the Chatas and this is the Ola. And there is some Rishonim, the Shita of the Me'iri, Tos Rishonim happens to disagree, but the Me'iri holds that this is only the Halacha when it comes to Kinim. So Rav Yashiv suggested that maybe that's the Pshat. Meaning maybe over here, what you're doing here, when the Bailam are being misparish, Bishas L'kicha, they're actually forging them and making them into one korban. That's what they're doing. And if you look in the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara compares this to Asir La Hashem and Asir La Azazel. And Rav Yashiv says the Gemara only compares it within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that if the Sir Hashem The dam is nishbach, so then the sir lazazel is also pasul. So it could be that these are the two times, Alpili Ibn Ezra, that really the karbonos are linked together and they form some connection, and the Gemara wanted, and the Gemara says that's not the case, but the Gemara thought that really we could parallel this Yisod of the Ibn Ezra to the link that we find by the Seer Lashem and the Seer Lazazel. Those are the proofs that are for this Yisod of the Orsameach that we're trying to explain the Pshat in the Shita Mukubetis. I just wanted to suggest, and Mishnah Savram also alludes to this, but there's a Kasha. The Gemara in Krisis that we mentioned earlier has a Lashon in the Braisa that's a little bit strange. The din is, in the Gemara in Krisis, Daf Yoram and Beis, the din is that the shear, the measurement of and the amount of the mincha, chote, the dali dalis, is parallel to the yoledis. The Gemara learns that just like by yoledis you went down one out of 32 for the dalis, so too by the dali dalis you'll go down that same ratio. But the Gemara increases in the Braisa, it's a strange lashon. The Gemara says, Hanya idach, yesh mevi echad tachas echad, by yoledes, yesh mevi shnayim tachas shnayim, by mitzorah, you bring two in ashiras and two in dalas, yesh mevi shnayim tachas echad, that's the regular carbon, all of the yored, that you bring the ashiras, one carbon, and two carbonas the dalas, yesh mevi echad tachas shnayim, which is the dali dalas, that you bring tachas shnayim, the mincha, which is only one, keneged the dalas, which is chatas open also. Then the Gemara says, after that, mikan, just lost the place, I'm sorry. Mikan atalomed la asiris ha'efa bepruta. From here we learn that asiris ha'efa is bepruta. Now the Aruch Lener asks, if you go on in the Gemara, it's clear in the Gemara that that's not the case. The Aruch Lener says what I just said, that you learn the shear of Dali Dalas from Yoledes, not from anything else. And if anything, this Braisa is not assuming so. And the Aruch Lener says, I don't even understand the whole limit of the Braisa. Yesh mefi echad, yesh mefi, what, I just need a cheshbin from the Braisa? What's the Braisa coming to tell me? And the Braisa is really, it's not correct the way the Braisa sets up the Chiyuv of Dali Dalas. It could be, like this idea of the Or Sameach, that really the Iker Korban in each and every one of these chatos is really chat. And it's just like the Yoledes, that the Yoledes had a chatas of Bashiras, and now you have a chatas of Bidalos. And the only reason I have to bring another Olas Aof is for Imurin. But if you ask me, the Chi of Korban is one bird, is chad keneged chad. And really each one of them is chad keneged chad. So if so, he wants to answer the Aruch Lener's Kasha, and he wants to say, it's Mikan. It's from each and every one. Yoledes is not unique. Yoledes, we just find the exact shear. But it's all, in each and every one of the Karbanei Olev Yored, it's all Chad Keneged Chad, and that's why one can understand why you only bring one Mincha, because it's Keneged, the Chad Keneged Chad of every Dal. That it's all one Karban, because the Iker Karban is the Chatas Ha'of. The Olas Ha'of is only brought for the Emurim. That could be shot in the Gemara as well. Fine. I just want to finish off that it could be that this is... Do I want to finish off? Let me just make sure I want to finish off. Yeah. I want to finish off. It could be that... Really, so we were suggesting many, many different proofs for this idea of the Or Sameach and the Ibn Ezra, based on our analysis that Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is really that all these karbonos are connected, and therefore the Kasha of the Gemara is from Olas Of, which is really connected to this karbon. It's all one karbon. It's the Emurim of this karbon that you had to bring if you were an usher. You didn't necessarily have to go this far to explain Pshat and Shita Mukubetzis. You could explain... before I go on, I just want to say one thing that can I just borrow the Marmakomos for a second? When I gave the Marmakomos to Rebbe Chalap, so he looked at my Marmakomos and he said that this column is Keneged the Chatas Of, and this column is Keneged the Olas Of.
And I responded to Rebbe Chalap that I don't know if it was Nevuah, but that's mamish the Yisod of the Chabura.
It was with Yediyah,
Nevuah. So that is the exact idea, that the Olas Ha'Of are really bottle to the Chatas Ha'Of. And that really brings us to our next point, which is the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav writes that a Yisod in Hilchos Kinim that... The Rambam tells us that shutfim are able to bring a korban afilu prey da achas. They're able to be misnadev. They can volunteer to bring even one bird. And the truth is, the Gemara in Menachos on Kufdalet has that same lashon. It's not only the Rambam. The Brisker Rav asks, very nice. Like, well, why not? Like, why you could be misnadev this phone to the Rambam. Like, what? Well, why should I not be allowed? Tell me the din that shutfim are allowed to bring an oaf. Okay. But once they're allowed, once I know that they're allowed to bring an oaf, the fact they're allowed to bring afilu prey da achas, what's pshat? So the Brisker Rav suggests, based on a Rashi later on in Zvachim and Daf Samach Zayin, Rashi is discussing a woman, a yoledes, that's misnadev to the Ribono Shalom to bring a kant, to bring a set of ofos. And the Gemara says that she has to bring two korbanos, two pairs. One because of her chiyuv as a yoledes, and also because she was misnadev a kan. The Gemara says, what if the kohen mixed them up? The first one, the halacha is, the chatas ha'ov, the dam goes lamata. The olas ha'ov of the yoledes has to go, the dam lamala b'mizbeach. And the other two, the two olos that she's misnadev, both of the dams have to go lamal. But the Kohen missed it up. And the Kohen thought that they were both l'shem chiyuv. She had a lot of children. So the Kohen brought two chatos lamata and two olos lamal. So the Kohen messed up. So the Gemara says, well, now she has to bring her nedava. The Gemara says, what was the tzir? The Gemara says, if the case was that the two pairs that she brought were the same type, and therefore they were both Torim or both Bnei Yonim. So then she only has to bring another Korban Ola that could match up with the one Ola that the Kohen didn't mess up about. However, if she brought two separate pairs, and we don't know which pair of the Chatos and the Ola was L'Shem Chiyav, and which of the second one was only Yotze for the Ola, we don't know. Maybe it was the first, maybe it was the second. So then she has to bring of both pairs, says Rashi. Because she has to match up her Nedava with that second Ola that she brought, that the Kohen messed up about. The second Ola was good, but maybe that's not the Ola. So now when she brings her Nedava, which was a Cain, which was two Ophos, so she has to match up the same men. So Brisker Rav asks, why? Why can't I just be misnadev to the Ribono Shalom, two separate Ophos? Who cares that just bring one korban, whatever the metzias was, so I'll have two separate ofos for my nedava. I can be misnadev everything. It's the same kasha that he asked on the Rambam by afil prey da'afas. Brisker Rav says he is so. Brisker Rav says, really, when I'm misnadev a king, and he says even further that the pshat in a korban shalim of an oaf is really two ofos. And therefore, when a woman is misnadev a Cain, so even though really, you're right, it's only a Nadava, but she has to have the same min also when it comes to the Nadava, because that's what she was misnadev. Says the Brisker Rav, she was misnadev a Korban Shalim. Shlemus by an oaf is only two birds, says the Brisker Rav, and therefore we now can understand, writes the Brisker Rav, the Chiddush of the Rambam and the Gemara, that Shutfin are misnadev afilu prey da achas. Why afilu? There's a special halacha when it comes to Nadava that you could bring a Chatzi Korban. You don't have to bring a carbon bishlei musa. So it could be, and the truth is that Rabbi, I don't want to take up too much time. If you look at Rabbi Yaleib in his chidushim in Menachos, he doesn't mention the Brisker Rav, but he really takes this one step further to even understand the chiyuv of a chatas and an ola by a yoledes, even by ashirus, the hainu, the ola of a keves, that really all an ola is a gmar of the chatas. And Rav Rosenzweig mentioned this when Hui, I think, gave a Chabura, that you see this from the Gemara in Menachos, that the Ola really takes on, Shdim Ugbetzis writes, that the Ola has a shame Mechaper, because it's Ba'im Mechaper. It takes on the qualities and the characteristics of the Mechaper, because it's a Hashlama to that Chiyuv. He says, Rabbi Yalev, that if you look through the Rambam, the only time that Yorshim bring a Korban Chiyuv of their parents that were Nifter is only by a Yoledes that brought the Chattas. So he says, why? He says, it's very bestabber. He says, since the whole Ola is only Hashlama, a kid can't bring a Korban Chiyuv of their parent. The Bar Chiyuva has to bring the Korban. It's only by the Chattas, where the Iker Korban, the start of the process, it's all almost there. So then the Chiddush is that Yorshim have the ability to be Mashlim the Korban. And he explains, based on this, if you look in the Tosfos and Menachos and Avdal and Mebeis, Tosfos quotes a very interesting Toras Kohanim. The Toras Kohanim says there are two things learned out from the same drasha. One, that the Yorshim bring an Ola of their mother that died after she brought the Chattas, and also that a Chattas Of and an Ola Of have to be the same min. What's the Shaychas between the two? Why are these two dinim learned out from the same drasha? So Rabbi Leib says it's Pashut. Every Ola is just a Hashlama and completing the process of a Chattas Of. So if that's the case, so then that's why the Yorshim are allowed to bring a Korban Chiyuv of their parents. Says the Braisa even more, and that's why, like the Brisker Rav says, it has to be the exact same min. Because they're all really one long Korban, and it's a Hashlama of the other Korban, and it could be, if you combine, even without the Rabbi Leib, just the Brisker Rav itself, it could be a Pshat in the Shittim Mekbetzis as well. Why do I have a Pircha from Chattas Mitzora that it's brought Bidalus? I'll tell you why. Because the Oaf, which is a Hashlama, or is included in the Korban Shalem of a Cain, so that is brought Shalol Lishma, and that's all Nichlo in the complete Shame Korban that's brought by all of these Korban, all of Yorid. Shkaya.
Right.